We grew up next to a funeral parlor. Death was always close by. When my brother Lon was a boy, he'd hang out over there all the time. So before he was grown, he'd seen more death than most people ever will see. But he was the only boy the Undertaker could get to help out. Hell, that wasn't no paper route, you know, that was a scary place to be. So the Undertaker's apprentice grew up and turned 20, and he went off to New York City to become a mortician. Now they all thought he was crazy to be what he wanted to be. Just a part of the profession he'd grown up around. Somebody's got to do it, you see. And you got to be a little bit crazy or tough one, and he was both. All agreed. Bringing the boys home. Nobody wanted to do it. Bringing the boys home to stay. When the Vietnam War came along, he got drafted. Only reason he didn't go over there to die was his chosen profession. When they found out he was a mortician, they said, "We got a special job for you in mind." Well, they offered him the job of bringing the dead home to their families and to say on behalf of the U.S. Army, "We are so sorry." He was bringing the boys home. Nobody wanted to do it. Bringing the boys home to stay. Now the men that they chose for this escort duty had to either have been in combat or be just a little bit crazy to face all of those families. 'Cause sometimes you were welcome, sometimes you were not, but every time you would be the last face of the army any mother ever wanted to see. Bringing her boy home. Nobody wanted to do it. Bringing the boys home to stay. Through 24 states of our country, to the rich and the poor, black and white, he would bring their young man home, just him and the body, for one final ceremony. And once on an Indian reservation, they even had him walk the riderless horse. For an Indian who died fighting for a country that used to kill Indians had to express our nation's remorse. And they didn't know Lon had Cherokee blood, and other escorts were sometimes turned away from those reservations, but they let him be a part of their ritual that day. Was bringing their brave home. Nobody wanted to do it. Strangest assignment of all was when he brought this one boy home to Missouri. Of course, he never saw him, but he saw a picture of him there on the mantle, and He froze and ice ran through his veins. 'Cause the picture of their dead boy there on the mantle, well, it looked exactly like my brother Lon. And the family asked him if he could stay on an extra day, and if a family ever requested that, the Army's orders were you were to stay on. It was like he was replacing for that one extra day, the one that could never be replaced. But just for a little while, they wanted to look at his face. They were bringing their boy home. Nobody wanted to do it, ringing the boy's home to stay. Yeah. Ringing the boy's home. Nobody wanted to do it, ringing the boy. Oh, to stay.